And be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for children's time. Good morning. Good morning. Come on down, Sage. Good. Did you all have a good first week of school, those of you who are in school? Good, good. Well, I want to tell you a story today. It's a story about two brothers. Once upon a time, because all good stories start that way, don't they? Once upon a time, there were two brothers. They loved each other very much. And when their father was no longer able to work on the family farm, he divided the land equally between the brothers so that they could work together. Well, for many, many years, these two brothers worked side by side on each other's farms. They shared everything. They were really best friends. But then there was a big argument between these two brothers. And guess what happened? What happens when people argue? They had a fight. And they stopped talking to each other. For many, many years, neither of them would talk to one another. It's kind of sad, isn't it? Yeah. Well, one day, a carpenter knocked on the door of one of the brothers. And he said he was looking for some work. So the brother thought for a moment and said, I know exactly what I want you to do. I've got all this wood, and I want you to build a fence on my property, a nice, big, tall fence. And I want you to build it down by the stream that divides my property from my brother's. Because I don't even want to see him anymore. I don't want him coming onto my property. I'm going to go to town, and I'll be back before dark. So that brother came home, and that evening, just as it was starting to barely get dark, and he was shocked. Because he went to look at the fence, and instead of a fence, you know what he saw? The carpenter built a bridge over the stream. He was absolutely furious. So he ran down along the stream to the place where the bridge was. And as he did, his brother on the other side of the stream was also running toward the bridge. Crossing the bridge, his brother was in tears. He ran to him and he hugged him and he cried and he said, after all these years and all the terrible things that I did and I said, I can't believe that you would build a bridge and welcome me back. Thank you, brother. So the brothers hugged, and they hugged, and they hugged, and then they both started crying, and then they started laughing, and they hugged some more before they each went home. As he walked back to his farmhouse, the brother saw the carpenter who had built the bridge, not the fence, and he said, thank you. Please stay. I have lots more work that you can do for me. And the carpenter smiled and he said, I'm sorry. I can't stay because my work here is now finished. I have to go now because I have lots more bridges to build. Have you ever had a fight with a brother or sister or a good friend? Yeah, I think we all have. If we have siblings or friends or just know people, we've sometimes had arguments and fights. Sometimes it happens with our brothers and sisters in Christ too, even in the church. That can happen. When arguments happen, we might be tempted to be like those two brothers who ignored each other, didn't even want to see each other anymore. It's like we build a tall fence around us. I don't even want to see you anymore. Right? Well, that's not what Jesus wants us to do, is it? He wants us to use our lives and not build fences between us, but to build bridges so that we can meet each other along the way. Right? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for bringing us all together in love. You have made us a holy family where we put fences between us. Build a bridge. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I have a reminder for you. Lily, would you mind grabbing that container up there? I have a reminder for you that you can take with you. It's a popsicle stick like this. Kind of pretend it's a board. And today we're reminded that we can either be a fence or we can be a bridge. Exactly. So I have for you something to remind you to be a bridge. Be a bridge of love. It says love. Go ahead and take that. Love. Actually, you tell me what it says. Can you read that? It's smudged a little bit. What does that say? Anyone? Love builds bridges. Exactly. Remember that love always builds bridges. All right. You can go back and sit down. Thanks for coming up today.